This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Thierry Gidey. Brazil next year crop might have some hurdle to deal with. We will have more right after this.
Rod Stewart.
Will I see you tonight?
A special evening with the icon.
What a downtown train.
A night of hit. After hit. After hit. With special guest Richard Marx. Friday, August 14th, Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org. Don't miss an electrifying event. Friday, August 14th. Rod Stewart, live.
Dr. Michael Caldonier, president of Soybean and Corn Advisor in Hinsdale, Illinois, describes a combination of unfavorable financial condition for Brazilian farmers.
You got the fertilizer issue, then you got high fuel costs and low commodity prices. And in Brazil, they got an additional problem U.S. farmers don't have, and that's a lack of credit for production loans and high interest rates. The prime rate in Brazil is 15%.
Cordonier said that could result in Brazil expanding its soybeans acreage by as little as 1%, the lowest rate expansion in 20 years. For Cordonier, potential delay in soybean planting due to dry weather could affect the planting window for a second corn crop.
In Brazil, you can plant your soybeans in either September, October, or November, and if the rainy season is good later on, you get a good yield. But the problem is the safrinha corn that they plant after soybeans. So if dry weather delays the soybean planting, say until October or November in central Brazil, there's no time to plant a second crop of corn.
The El Nino weather pattern could cause potential problem for Brazil farmers, just like the 2015 and 2016 season. However, the impact might differ depending on the region due to Brazil's size. For this story and more, visit our website at iowaagnet.com. For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Thierry Gidey reporting.